October 1st. For more information and tickets, visit viff.org.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. We would like to take this moment to thank the Musqueam people for housing us here at CITR on their unceded, traditional, ancestral territory. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. With your host, Nico McEwen. Hey, hey there, everybody. I hope you're having an awesome day. Today's episode for Finding the Funny is Def Comedy Jam. That's right. For any of you that don't know what Def Comedy Jam is, they just had their 25-year anniversary. This is one of the greatest compilations of stand-up comedy you can find. This HBO TV series was produced by Russell Simmons. It started July 1st, 1992. It continued on to January 1st, 1997, and then came right back in 2006. This is one of the funniest shows you can watch, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable performances. Basically a variety show in its own right with all the craziness and all the different stuff they have going on. But all in all, its focus is comedy and getting comics out that weren't otherwise being discovered. So today I'll be playing clips and talking about some of my favorite comedians that performed in Def Comedy Jam and why I think this was a really cool outlet for different styles and different comics. I won't get too much into the history of it all. Shortly before Def Comedy Jam was started, the group known as NWA started in 1987, and one of NWA's main characteristics was expressing the challenges that African Americans faced in America during this time. And for comics, one of those was being seen, being able to get onto the late-night talk shows that often made comedy albums for these performers take off and actually give them revenue for selling tickets and whatnot. So by creating Def Comedy Jam, Russell Simmons provided this opportunity for the African-American comics that were having a much bigger challenge facing them when it came to being recognized and being heard in large audiences. Anybody who's listening right now on a computer or has a computer or phone with them, I want to let you know, type in stand up in 1992. That's it. Just stand up in 1992. The internet obviously will know you mean stand up comedy. And the first four videos that come up on YouTube are from Comedy Central. We have Jon Stewart stand up, Drew Carey stand up, Ray Romano stand up, and Brent Butt stand up. What do they all have in common? They are not African Americans. That is because African American comics were not being televised as much in this year. Now, of course, I would like to point out, I know there was Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, and these comics were performing and being recognized in large scales. That said, it's still very evident that discrimination was taking place when it came to the choosing of stand-up performers. We would like to take this moment to let all of our listeners know that we here at CITR believe in playing content that has cultural and artistic merit, although this may be offensive or unnerving to some listeners. If this may be you or anybody around you, we do wish and invite you to please tune out of the current program now and tune back into a later program. This show ends at 6:30, in which Exploding Head Movies will be on next. So once again, all listeners, if any content may be offensive to you, we do apologize and wish for you to tune out now. Alright, on to the bits. Our first bit, and keep in mind, there are so many amazing stand-up bits on Def Comedy Jam. For this show, I will be playing cleaner ones. We do have a 6 o'clock spot here on CITR, and we're very proud of that here with Finding the Funny. And we do want to play content that is enticing and does push the envelope, but we also want to appeal to all of our audiences, so I'll be trying to find cleaner bits that still represent the true heart of Def Comedy Jam, so please enjoy.
Because I think Magic's a hell of a man to come on TV and say what he had to say. He got a lot of heart. You know what I'm saying? And did it with a smile on his face. I feel good. I feel good. Life goes on. I'ma beat this. Because if that had been me, I'd have came on. Y'all looking at a dead man. I got 5-6 years tops. I'm robbing bad. Assassinating the president, I ain't got shit to lose. Cause 91 was a trip. 91 was a year everybody went crazy. Police lost their minds. I know y'all seen the Rodney King beat and came on every night, turned into a TV series. Let's watch the Rodney King beating tonight. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, we're whooping his ass just for you. The brother up, and now it's getting ready to go to trial. The police keep coming on TV. We're not guilty. Stevie Wonder can see these because they're guilty. But that's all right, because the brother getting paid. He getting $1 million for every blow. $56 million. I'm looking to get fucked up. I'm doing 300 miles an hour in a Volkswagen, yelling out the window, "F the police! Throw your bad kids! For every blow, I will grab they billy club and phone shit up." Then you had Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. Black on black crime at the highest level. And I think both of them was telling the truth, because Clarence had pinched so many asses, he just forgot about that one. Because you know Clarence pinched that ass. He married to a white woman, no ass at home. He showed up at the job, seen that big, fat, black, juicy ass. Pam! Welcome to the job, baby. You ever seen Long Dong Silver? Yeah. And the real hypocrites was the senators. Your biggest crooks in the world up there trying to judge somebody. Especially Ted Kennedy's ass. Rapist. Murderer. Drive-by shootings. You name it, he done it. And every time they ask him a question, "I yield to Senator Kassenbaum." Just don't bring up none of my shit. Just run over there. Yeah. Yeah. And I found out that a lot of our nation's great forefathers were heavy cocaine users. Like Alexander Graham Bell. That's how he got his middle name. Graham! He liked to abide by the gram. Because you got to be totally high and out your mind to come up with a concept like telephone, send it home. I wish I could talk to somebody ain't even here. Hello? Hello? And you know Ben Franklin, he went out in the lightning storm with a kite. Need I say more?
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone listening, that was the amazing Eddie Griffin on Def Comedy Jam. You heard so many very clever bits within that 4-minute span. He talked about Magic Johnson and having AIDS. He talked about the police brutality at the time, and he even talked a little bit about politics. Now, yes, I did censor the swearing throughout the bit. It is still a very serviceable bit and still gets a lot of great laughs and great points in. The swearing is mostly used for emphasis and emotional effect because that's how you're able to convey that this is truly an upsetting manner. And the more upset the comic gets, the funnier it is, depending on what they're talking about. Unfortunately, I could talk about that clip all day long because it's so many clever moments. I mostly want to point out that he was able to turn the police brutality moment at that time that was so devastating for so many people, and he found the humor in it with the settlement and really turned a terrible thing into something that at least people were able to talk about in a different fashion, I guess you could say. So, huge props to Eddie Griffin. a really, really clever comic. We'll be right back to Finding the Funny after an ad from our sponsors.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hey there, everybody. We are back here with Finding the Funny on CITR 101.9. A friendly reminder, if you want to tweet us your thoughts, tweet Finding the Funny on Twitter. Twitter handle at One Man One Show. You'll see our logo and our write-up all there. We want to hear what you guys have to say, and maybe we'll talk about it in the coming episodes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next clip, Steve Harvey.
I went home, I tried to get a little relief, gonna watch Sports Channel, cut it on. The man said, we bring to you America's favorite sport, the America's Cup. They said yachting is America's number one sport. Now, who the hell did they check with on this? You don't never see none of us yachting, do you? After that first big boat ride, we kind of lost that taste for sailing.
That's a little slavery humor right there. Before we get on anybody else's boat, we want to know where it's going. And more important than that, what time is due back.
Mike Tyson stay in the news. He hit Mitch Green in the eye. Mitch was on the news for 2 weeks telling the same lie. All I did was, I walked in the store, and then Mike Tyson hit me in the eye. And then he pulled his glasses off. Did you see his eye? His eye was just hanging out his head. His eye was on TV going, oh, I'll tell you what happened. Now, we in the store mad at the champ because he got money and we ain't. Next thing I know, Mr. Big Mouth calls Mike Tyson a sissy. Hell no! This ain't got no power, goddamn, right now! And that's what the hell happened. That's it for me, y'all. I had a good time. Remember Red Fox?
As you can tell from that clip, a lot of the humor in Def Comedy Jam was revolving around things that were currently happening in the news. Something that was really exciting for television audiences to be able to see comics talking about things so currently, because often with stand-up comedy, you're seeing them with a toured act that they've been working on for a long time, so a lot of it is older content. But these are bits that they had probably only been working on for a little while that were relevant in the news, and as the show was being aired and they were doing live stand-up, they were able to use these bits for the Def Comedy Jam audience. And now that did lead to a lot of bits not working out, and the Def Comedy Jam audience was not afraid to boo, which is something that was also very exciting as a television watcher. Seeing an audience just react with exactly how you're feeling in a television audience, which was very common at the time, just the applause and the cheers and whatever was directed for the audience to do. Honestly, I probably found Def Comedy Jam a little too young, mainly just through looking up on YouTube stand-up comedy and going through clip after clip after clip. And by the time I found Def Comedy Jam, it was almost like a new type of stand-up comedy to me because it was so powerful. I mean, talk about a good way to learn about the underbelly of America and the problems that we're facing different groups across the country. And now I know this is a show based in Vancouver, and I am from Vancouver, from Canada, but that does not mean that the issues that were happening in America weren't happening up here, so a lot of it is still relevant, even for us Canadians, since America and Canada share similar histories in certain ways. Obviously, I know we share very different histories in a lot of ways. I'm just saying, for the era and the time, all of North America had a lot of similar problems. Another one of my favorite aspects of Def Comedy Jam, and I wish it was used more in comedy today, and honestly, Bo Burnham does a great job of it, but basically, the comics would often utilize the in-house DJ to add to their humor. One person that was great at that was Bernie Mac. He would say a punchline, and then the DJ would play a song, or vice versa, the DJ would play a song, and then he would say the punchline, and it added a really cool atmosphere to the jokes. So, ladies and gentlemen, listeners to Finding the Funny, we are going to play another ad from our sponsors, and we'll be coming right back with a clip of Bernie Mac from Def Comedy Jam.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
And now we're back with Finding the Funny. Here is Bernie Mac.
He's from Chicago, Illinois. Give it up for my man, Bernie Mac.
Say yeah! I ain't scared of you, mother. I'm gonna tell you something straight off the mother press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. And New York, goddamn it, y'all women look good. Y'all like a bacon and egg sandwich, look good. But I love sex. I love it. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it! You don't understand. I ain't scared of you, mother. I love sex, man. I love it by the pound. I'd be glad when they put that shit in cans. Can you imagine sex in cans? We'd be shoplifting and shit. Folks be playing ball, man. Tell me what you get ready to do, man. I'm tired. I'm getting a six-pack of pussy. I'm going in. Kick it! You don't understand. Scared of you, mother. Women just do anything till you talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no more sense. I'm in a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, then she just ask you any goddamn thing she want to do. She said, Mac. I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She says, this tastes like pumpkin pie. Made me mad as hell. I said, don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it! You don't understand.
Wow, talk about the ability to control a room. If any comics want to know how to have more stage presence, watch Bernie Mac. Just so fun to watch. And as you heard there, like I was mentioning, one of my favorite things about Def Jam is that they use the DJ in the stand-up, and Bernie was one of the maestros in that regard. It's great because he says kick it, you hear the music, and you know what's coming afterwards. And the fact that he can just say, you don't understand, and everybody in the audience knows what's coming next and is already laughing at it, is just beautiful. I'd like to take this moment to say, rest in peace, Bernie Mac, a true king of Def Jam comedy, and could not have this episode without mentioning him. There's obviously so many other awesome comics that I could mention. Martin Lawrence, Cedric the Entertainer, Cheryl Underwood, so many amazing, amazing comics. I could go on, honestly, and if you actually want to know more about Def Comedy Jam, there is a Netflix special, the Def Comedy Jam 25-year anniversary, and it really, I think, captures Def Comedy Jam in a really nice way. Obviously, it's much more formal and different than how it used to be, but they still do a really good job of getting down to the pureness of the comedy, I think, at least with some of the bits, for sure. And mostly it's about thanking all the awesome comics. So if you are going to start going back and finding the Def Comedy Jam DVDs and whatnot and watching the episodes and the series, watch the anniversary so you can appreciate everybody involved just like they did. Here we are wrapping up another episode of Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. Keep on listening. Lots of great stuff coming up next. Your next show on CITR is Exploding Head Movies at 7 o'clock sharp. You can join Gak as he explores music from the movies, tunes from television, and any other cinematic source right here on CITR 101.9. Once again, a huge thank you to all of our listeners for today's episode of Finding the Funny. I still can't believe how many awesome episodes we've been able to air here with CITR 101.9. I want to thank everybody here as well as everybody listening. I really hope you're enjoying the shows. Once again, let us know if you have any thoughts at Finding the Funny on Twitter. As mentioned in earlier episodes, I will be creating a SoundCloud account and posting these on SoundCloud, and I'll be trying to create a bit more of a platform for Finding the Funny with different areas. You're able to listen to the podcast on CITR.ca, so make sure you're checking it out there, but I might be creating a website for the show, and we're hoping to grow it into something bigger. So if anybody wants to be a part of the Finding the Funny program and thinks that they can help make it grow into something stronger and want to talk about comedy and want to express their views, let us know at Finding the Funny on Twitter. To any of you comics out there, Def Comedy Jam is a really good example of word of mouth being able to get people noticed. These were comics that honestly were just being noticed by other comics who had either been on Def Comedy Jam or were also trying to get on it. So you never know, even in Vancouver here, you might be doing a show at a smaller venue and someone might see you and it might lead into something. So make sure you keep contacting all the comics you know, putting your name out there, putting yourself out there. I know it's hard, but it's one of the key parts of this crazy industry that is performing. So yeah, little thoughts for all the stand-ups out there and even any sort of writers or performers. Make sure you're getting out there. Put yourself out there so you can be noticed. It's the only way to grow your craft. We're going to end the episode with some Def Comedy Jam performers in specials that they aired after Def Comedy Jam. So these will be cleaner bits. These will be more for primetime television. But these comedians were only able to get there because of Def Comedy Jam. So please enjoy the ending clips. And from all of us here at Finding the Funny, keep on laughing.
By round of applause, how many of y'all think if the world were to end right now, clap if you think you'd go to heaven? That's a damn shame. You know good and hell well all y'all ain't going to no heaven. Half of y'all snuck liquor in here. Couldn't even get your hands up to clap. Let me ask you something. How you figure just cause you clap, you going to heaven? It ain't that easy. It's hard to get to heaven. Why you think you hear old people singing that old spiritual? I'm just going to walk around heaven all day. That's because there's going to be plenty of room. You ain't ever heard nobody say they're going to walk around hell all day, have you? Uh-uh, because it's going to be packed. Oh, they're going to be up in there. People in hell still gonna be trying to party. Come on, y'all, electric slide.